Well, hello, 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 everybody. Thanks for tuning in to listen to me answer all my AMA questions. I may end up needing to split this because I'm a bit of a talker, so we shall see. I'm quite excited. I've had a read through the questions. Some of them I have absolutely no idea how to answer, but I'm just going to, well, I'm going to give it a go. My first few questions from DMatter832. What's the dumbest or funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? Well, that's probably when my cat pissed on me whilst I was having sex with my boyfriend at the age of 17. I can only assume that he was upset about the fact that me and my boyfriend were having sex on the floor, and that he thought that I was his and nobody else's, and decided to spray me and you know, claim me for his own. So that was, that was definitely hilarious. It was a bit of a shock because, you know, as far as we were aware, the bedroom door was closed. And then my cat walked in and we were like, okay. And then he just walked in, looked right at my boyfriend's face, hissed, and then proceeded to spray me. So, yeah, I would say that's probably the funniest sexual encounter I've ever had. Needless to say, that was the end of the sex, because that's not something that I'm into, nor is it something that he was into. Two, what physical aspect of the male body, and if possible female as well, turns you on the most? Okay, physical aspect for male body is probably forearms. I do like good forearms, or a really nice back. Nah, I'm gonna go with forearms. Probably forearms and then lips, I think. Yeah, forearms and good lips. Female, do you know, it's definitely got to be lips, I think, on women. Lips and sort of general silhouette. I find it's not necessarily about the body type or about a small waist or whatever, or big boobs, but generally the silhouette of a woman. Yeah. Now I'm just imagining all, like, attractive people that I find attractive. it's fine. It's totally fine. What's the last movie you saw? It was called The Zookeeper's Wife. And I really enjoyed it. Actually, it was on Netflix with Jessica Chastain. If you haven't watched it, I would suggest you do. I thought it was excellent. Four, has any movie made you cry? If yes, tell us about that. I mean, everything, anything. I cried at The Zookeeper's Wife. I cry at TV shows. I cry at films. I cry at good adverts. I mean, I'm just a crier, particularly if something's nice. I'm much more likely to cry if people are wonderful to each other than if people are horrible. But, like, I mean, okay, so the things that have sort of, let me try and think about things that have been most emotionally, like, impactful in terms of films that have made me cry loads. Inside Out, I was not expecting that at all. I was a bit broken after I first watched that. Brain on Fire, god damn, I cried hard at that. The Help, I cry at Fifth Element every time I watch it. Arrival, Queer Eye, like, just, I just cry. Everything. What, number five, which fictional character do you want to fuck the most and why? Man, that's a difficult question. There's so many. I mean, also it says, do I want to fuck the most? So I'm taking that to be like a fuck rather than like necessarily a soft, sensual, sexy, erotic experience. But I don't know. I mean, Patrick Verona in 10 Things I Hate About You. Heath Ledger's best role. Ugh. Yeah. I mean, ugh. delicious. But I don't know. I would, man, I would love a night with Inara from Firefly because she would know exactly what she was doing. And I also think she'd just make you feel great about it too. Inara or like, but if it's like a fuck, I don't think I'd want to just fuck Inara. That's the thing. I feel like I'd want that to be gentler. Eleanor from The Good Place. Man, I would love a fuck with her because I bet it'd be hilarious and we'd have the best time. But then, I don't know. There's too many people. There's some random fact about me. The first wet dream that I ever had, I say wet dream, I mean, it was essentially a wet dream. I mean, I woke up and my body felt like I had just come, so I'm pretty sure it was a wet dream. And that was about Mr. Darcy. Because, you know, who doesn't have wet dreams about Pride and Prejudice characters? I mean, come on. Okay, question six. What are some of the biggest mistakes men do when it comes to dating and sex? What advice do I have for men on avoiding those particular mistakes? Ooh, well, I haven't done very much dating, to be honest. I really haven't, but I guess the biggest mistakes I'd say is not being open and honest enough. Like, an example, I guess, would be, you know, like, if you don't want to meet up on a particular day just because you don't fancy it, just say that. Like, don't try and make up an excuse because I'm like, it's fine. Everybody has lives, everybody has priorities. I don't give a shit. Like, just say, you know, I'm not feeling it today or whatever. I'd far rather that than, oh, I can't because this or oh, I can't because that. Like, yeah, just be open, just be honest. I mean, communication all the time. I mean, to be honest, that's probably my biggest advice for anyone in any kind of relationship, but I do often find that I think men are brought up particularly with so many, like, you know, oh, when a woman says this, they mean that. And like women are brought up the same, like when a man says this, they mean that. And I'm just, oh, I just can't be arsed with any of those games. Really can't. So yeah, so after me going, I've no idea, here's a big long spiel about it. Okay, sex. So what are the biggest mistakes men do when it comes to dating and sex? I would say when it comes to sex, the biggest mistake is maybe seeing anything that isn't, you know, PIV as foreplay. Because, I mean, like, a lot of women don't come during penetration. I am luckily not one of those women, but many don't. And like sometimes I just think it's, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, fingering and blowjobs and hand jobs and kissing everywhere and like just gentle touching all over the body. Like, I don't see it as foreplay because foreplay to me sounds like warm up, basically. It's like, oh, this is just the bit that we do before we actually do the sex. Or like, this is just to warm everyone up so that we can have sex. And it's just like, I don't know, it just, I don't like that. Because, you know, sometimes you don't need penetration. And you know, I think that's genuinely one of the reasons why if men struggle at all with, you know, getting an erection, whether it's due to, you know, medication or nerves or anything. I mean, it happens, obviously, but I feel like especially if you're kind of looking at everything else as just being a precursor, that adds even more pressure. And I know women who do that as well, you know, who like see it as just a precursor to sex all the time. And I feel like that's damaging. I feel like that could be really damaging because there's so much more pleasure we can get out of each other's bodies. Like, ugh. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong, sexual penetration's fucking great. But I mean, it's not the be all and end all. So, yeah, I guess that's it. Like sensual touching and being touched. Yeah, just an ask. Like, and just do something. Like, and I don't even mean this about like consent. I mean, ask for what you want because it's fucking hot. Like, if somebody says, you know, can you go down on me? Or like, I'd really like a blowjob. I am like, yes, I am 100% down for that. Whereas if someone just kind of like gently tries to shift so that that's the position we're in, like, obviously, if it's all fully, you know, and everyone's into everything, that's great. But then there's kind of a guessing game. And I'm just like, just, I mean, I'm not saying that every sexual encounter should just be, oh, can I do this? Yes, okay, let's do that. Can I do this? Yes, okay, let's do that. But genuinely, like, I mean, being on a date and someone asking if they can kiss me, fuck, it's so hot. It's not like, oh, it's prudish or nervy or like whatever. It's like, it's fucking hot. Yeah, okay, I told you I was a talker, didn't I? I don't even know how long I've been talking. Seven, how did I stumble upon GWA? Through Visual Gone Wild, actually. Yeah, through that. So, because I realized that, I mean, one of the things for me that I realized that I never watched porn because, well, not never, but very, very rarely watch porn because I can't deal with the sounds. And it was only after like a couple of people that I spoke to, like friends and exes and stuff. It was only after a few people had said to me that they're like, oh God, yeah, you have to just have the sound off on porn because you can't. There's no point because it's ridiculous. But I was like, but I don't want to watch porn without sound because it's, I really love the sound. And it was only at that point that I realized that that was a specific thing. Not an unusual thing, but just a specific thing. And so I would spend ages and ages looking for porn that sounded good and looked good. And that's actually one of the things that took me on to Gone Wild because I was like, well, it's real people, so the sounds that they make are generally real. And it was only, I think I left a comment or something, not with this account, before you try and find it. Cheeky. I'd left a comment on somebody's video where a woman had like been touching herself and she sounded so hot. And I commented on that and I think it was she said or somebody else had mentioned GWA and I was like, oh my God, it was like heaven. I was just like, how have I just stumbled onto this and never come across this before? It was like genuinely my life changed when I came across her, pun intended. Not into, oh, just talking shit. I'm too excited now. Thinking about all your delicious voices. That's how I stumbled upon GWA. Don't mind me, I'm just gonna have a swig of my cuppa. Hang on. Okay. Number eight. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Okay, so this, I guess it's probably easiest for me to go through the tags that I will just avoid. Like, I won't click on an audio if it's got any of these tags. And I'm just never gonna be recording those. So, rape, incest, any kind of non-con, scat, water sports, violence, aggressive. I'm never gonna click on anything that's a teacher-pupil relationship. And I'm always very, very tentative when it comes to anal or any other kind of actual like role where there's an authority, like doctor, patient, anything like that. And if there's not obsessive, possessive as well, I won't not listen to it, but I'll be very cautious when I'm listening to it. Yeah. Number nine. Do I watch scant tongue-tied? Do I watch stand-up? Oh my goodness. Sorry. Should probably edit that out, but I'm probably not gonna. Raw, and all that. This is my actual answering the questions. Nine, do I watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who's my favourite comedian? I don't know that I have a favourite comedian because I definitely go through different phases. I fucking love Deanne Smith and Demi Lardner. I love James Acaster and Russell Howard. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of other comedians I really enjoy, but those are the ones that are coming to mind. Yeah. I mean, Deanne Smith is just a legend, and Demi Lardner is nuts. I love her. Them. It's good. Well done with the pronouns. Okay. 10. How many tattoos do you have? If possible, can you tell us what they all mean to you? I have four tattoos, and I'm not going to go into what they mean to me just because they're all very personally significant, and they're also all very distinguishable. I don't know if that's the right word. Identifiable, I don't know. So I'd just rather not, but they're all pretty deep for me. Yeah. Well, the one I can tell you, I have Ursa Minor tattooed, because I love the stars, and when I was little, I used to read loads of Little Bear stories. Yeah. Okay. And this person has said, I love cats, they're so much better than dogs, and I will fight anyone who says otherwise. Amazing. Also, he sent me an entire cat-based Instagram account, which I must admit I'm very pleased with. Cats underscore mermeow. Anybody hasn't come across that, go across them. It's so good. So many kittens, so many cute cats. I have shared that with many people since. So many brownie points for you. And that's 17 minutes, and that's just one person's questions. Jesus. Okay, so this is taking a while. Let's move on to my second lot of questions from Captain Jericho. I always love your questions, by the way. I was very pleased when I saw that you'd asked me some. So let's give these a whirl. Number one, there are stethoscopes. What else is there in the world? Do you know there's tea strainers? I know. Tea strainers. Ones that you can actually put in your cup of tea and then, just open and clean them easily. It's nuts. Absolute nuts. Tea strainers. Who knew? Two. Favourite antler? Moose. I like moose antlers because if you imagine them without the head of the moose, they look like some uber dragon with massive wings. Three, what number can you count to in 2 days, 14 hours, 51 minutes, and 7 seconds? I don't know. I'm not even going to attempt that one. Four, chutney's interesting. Well, it is though, genuinely, because I know, bear with me. But I do think chutney's interesting because what is it that makes chutney chutney rather than jam? Is it onion? Because most chutneys I know have onions in. Is it vinegar? Is it that it's less sugar? What makes it chutney? Why can't you have onion jam? And if you can, why is it onion jam and not onion chutney? What is this world? Why don't we get strawberry chutney? I mean, you probably can, but I don't know. I'm sure I could Google it, but I don't know. It's one of life's mysteries. Five, go go gadget cock six. You probably didn't intend on me singing that, but there you go. Is anything happening? No. Because you said sorry. I just want to see if something happens when you read that out loud. Well, nothing's happened at my end. Maybe it will at yours. Who knows? Six, does size really matter? Or are other things more important, such as temperature, density, location, conduction potential, resonance frequency, or hyperdimensional superposition? Well, actually, I'm going to go ahead and say that I think size does matter, but the most important thing is probably sublimation potential. Because why not? Seven. That's interesting. Please elaborate. No. Shan't. Number eight. Do you like gentlemen who hold doors open for you and pay for everything, or badasses who steal pharmacies and drive them off cliffs and blame you? I like gentlemen who steal pharmacies and push them through open doors. Question nine. How do you think the AMA is going so far? I have no idea, but I know that I'm spending longer answering them than I thought I would. Nine again. How do you think the AMA is going so far? Potentially less well than it was a couple of minutes ago. I don't know. Number 10. What do you think I look like? Pantone 716C. P.S. Dignifying my questions with answers may affect your credit rating and disqualify you from future Ugandan citizenship. Ah, shit. Questions that I got through a private message, so I won't say the username. Number one, if space travel hypothetically had a 99.5 safety approval rating and was somehow affordable in the future, would you be interested in going on a three-month space journey? Yes. I mean, hell yes. Would anybody not be? I mean, I get that, there's kind of claustrophobia and whatever, but like, I mean, 99.5% safety and affordable. Hell yes, I'd go on a 3 month space journey. I don't even feel like I need to qualify that. Yeah, damn right I would. Okay, number two. Describe the weirdest dream that you've had in as much detail as you can remember. The weirdest dream. Well, most of my dreams are pretty horrific, to be honest. So I try not to remember them. Weird ones. What have I had that's weird? Oh, yeah, okay. So, it was a really weird one a few months ago now, which involved my boss turning up at my house to have a booty call with my mother. That was weird. That was really weird. Also, I had a dream kind of recently where Chris Hemsworth was my boyfriend, and that was wonderful because he was great. Question three. I need to stop doing that noise. It's really starting to irritate me. And now you've noticed it. You're never gonna unnotice it. Question three. Would you rather have to spend the night with a sleepwalker, sleep talker, snorer, or sheet hogger? And which would be worst? I would far rather spend the night with a sleep talker, definitely, because I think that'd be pretty damn fascinating. And the worst would be a sheet hogger, I think. Yes. Yes. Okay, how am I doing for time? 23 minutes. Let's do one more person's questions. Okay, so questions from My Aural Fixation. What's one fantasy you'd like to try, either audio story or activity in real life? My choice that I haven't yet. Okay, so fantasy that I have definitely thought about a lot and have kind of role played a little, like in audio, but I've never done in real life that I would really love to do. Is I would love to be on my knees under a desk going down on a partner whilst they're at work and trying super hard to concentrate, but like I'm super hidden, and if I feel like they're not working, then I'll stop. But like just really teasing, gently, just using my mouth, or maybe a hand or my fingers, depending. But I would really, yeah, that's a fantasy I would absolutely love to try. I don't know why I wasn't expecting to get hot and bothered doing this AMA. I really should have thought about it, shouldn't I? Okay, if someone made a movie style montage of the highlights of my last year, what song would it be set to? God, probably Sleeping at Last, for part of the Atlas thing, which relates to the Enneagram type 4. But if I was going to have it as more of an upbeat one that was me trying to be motivational about my last year, then it would definitely be James Bay, Best Fake Smile. Okay, what's the sexiest accent to your ears? Or if that's too hard, the three sexiest. No, I think for me the sexiest accent is a very gentle Welsh lilt. Yeah, definitely. Gentle Welsh lilt. Love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. I mean, there are many very attractive, sexy accents, but yeah. And their book recommendation is The 7.5 Deaths of Evil in Hardcastle. And I own that book. I have not read it yet. It is on my bookshelf to read. So, good recommendation. I will let you know what I think of it. Thank you very much. Okay, and Son of Lasco says, my bestest poem, OC or somebody else's, and extra brownie love points if I recite it. So, my sort of favourite piece of writing I have already recited on poetry reading subreddit, so have a check out of my profile history for that, my post history, but I will recite another really important poem to me in my next installment of my AMA, which I will probably do in a couple of days. I don't really want to read anything that I've written, not because I don't like it, because I'm pretty good. I've even won competitions, just saying. But because of that, I publish work under sort of my real life name, and as such, I don't really want to say anything that could be kind of recognized and tied into this. I hope that's all right. But yeah, I will read another poem on my next one. And because I've now been talking for quite some time, I don't know why my phone is buzzing at me. That's just because it's coming up to half an hour and I told it to let me know. So yeah, that's my first, I'm gonna guess, half of an AMA, I reckon, ish. Yeah, we shall see. I hope I haven't bored you to tears. It's probably not been that exciting either, but there's some stuff about me, and yeah, I guess that's, well, that's that for you, and I will chat to you soon. probably post a sexy audio before too long as well. It's been a while. All right, my lovelies. Take care.